The reflection for the first week of Advent is Creating Unforgettable Christmas Traditions by Katerina Katsarka Whitley, author of 4 volumes of dramatic monologues.
Experiencing the wondrous expectancy of Advent and the fulfillment of Christmas may appear delightful to contemporary children who live in times of plenty, but it is unforgettable when experienced in the midst of want and suffering. Not even the sweetness of seeing my grandchildren opening a Christmas gift compares to my memories of the Christmases spent in Greece during the 40s and early 50s. We belong to a small community of truly evangelical Christians in Thessaloniki. We, the descendants of a Christian tradition starting with St. Paul's ministry in our city. We had no religious literature of our own. The Greek Orthodox chants and prayers were alien to our community. The church's language, ancient and unfamiliar to ordinary people. But we were gifted youngsters determined to create our own Christmas traditions. And in that word, create, lies the wonder. First came the choir we formed around the piano my father bought secondhand for his 3 daughters, a legacy of our mother who was dying with tuberculosis, but who left us the eternal gift of music. We translated hymns from English and German, and we wrote our own plays, which we then performed for the adults in the congregation, to their delight and our pride. But the best memory is our caroling. We walked to the apartment buildings of our church members in the city, stood below the stairwell, and sang hymns unknown to Greeks in the years before tape recorders and the homogenization of television. Above us, doors opened. We were bringing the good news of Christ's coming to people who did not know him. I don't remember a single Christmas present from childhood, but I remember our heady creativity, the best Christmas tradition imaginable. Inevitably, I became a musician and a writer.
Discussion questions. Share a memory of a Christmas past that did not involve a gift.
How have you experienced wonder in the midst of a holiday or ordinary times in your life?
In what ways does wonder make a difference in your life?
What are some new traditions that could be created this year that would pass along a sense of wonder?
Katerina Katsarka Whitley is the author of 4 volumes of dramatic monologues, Speaking for Ourselves, Voices of Biblical Women, Seeing for Ourselves, Biblical Women Who Met Jesus, Walking the Way of Sorrows, The Stations of the Cross, and the newest, Waiting for the Wonder, Voices of Advent. All are available from Alternatives. Whitley leads retreats on reading the Bible for its wonder, on St. Paul for the layperson, on justice in Palestine so the land can again be called holy, and on other creative subjects. Her contact information is given in the Whose Birthday booklet and on the CD insert.